Congregation can be seated. The children are invited to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. If you could kind of try to sneak in here close, I want to show you a couple of drawings of things representing part of our faith. So, or maybe I need to stand up and show it to you. Maybe I do. This is some artwork that an artist has done for us. It's a painting of Jesus being baptized. You can see Jesus in the middle. And I want you to look right above his head. What do you see above the head of Jesus? Right there. Jesus is being baptized. And right above his head is
a dove.
You're exactly right. What does the dove stand for? Anybody know? When Jesus was baptized, a dove came down from heaven and rested on him. Should we ask the adults to help us out with it? Do you guys want to take one guess? What is the dove? The Holy Spirit, right? So we have our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? God the Father made all things, and God the Son is Jesus. And God the Holy Spirit, on the day of Jesus' baptism, came down as a dove so that people could see him. Now, this is going to be a little trickier to see, but this is an artist drawing or painting of the day of Pentecost, and there's a bunch of disciples gathered together. And look above their heads. It's very small in this drawing. Can anybody tell what it is? Right there. It's not a dove, but now it's something different. It's a little tiny bit of fire. A piece of fire, right? So the Holy Spirit came down as a dove at Jesus' baptism. What do you think that fire is? Take a guess. It's the Holy Spirit. Is that what you're going to say, Gannon? Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit, right? That God, the Holy Spirit, came down on all those disciples on the day of Pentecost so they could see it, right? So these are some of the things that we have in our church to remind us about the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can come in different ways. So look right here. What's that supposed to look like? It's supposed to look like fire, right? It looks like flame. And when we see flame in the church, we should think that's something to remind us about the Holy Spirit being among us. Now look at the altar. There's several images going on there, but on the farthest right-hand side, what is it? It's a dove again, right? So the top is a hand. That is for God the Father who created. And then a cross. Now you guys know it's actually a Cairo, right? And that's a reminder of Jesus. And the dove reminds us Holy Spirit. So our altar artwork this morning actually says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? We worship today in his name. So this is another symbol of the church to remind us. The Holy Spirit has come to all of us, and he comes sometimes in the form of a dove and sometimes in the form of flame and sometimes a little more invisibly, but the Holy Spirit lives and dwells among us. You can look in the glass over there. There's a dove, and if you look around several other pieces of glass, you'll see either dove or flame, and every time you see it, think, God, the Holy Spirit, who comes to be with us, all right? I wanted to point those out. Congregation, I want to point them out for you. Notice those things. This artwork depicts who we are in God.